In today's news headlines, a stunning and emotionally charged Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday riveted the nation as Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified in front of a national audience and senators before the man who she accused of assaulting her when they were both teenagers followed. Dr. Ford's testimony was universally seen as sympathetic, credible, honest, and devastating to Republican efforts to paint their Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as a believable and honest figure. Not a single Republican senator questioned Dr. Ford. She was instead interrogated by Rachel Mitchell, the deputy county attorney and division chief of the Special Victims Division in the Maricopa County Attorney's Office in Phoenix, Arizona. GOP senators did speak directly with Judge Kavanaugh when it became his turn to testify. Later on our show today, we'll play the opening remarks by Dr. Ford in their entirety. For his part, Kavanaugh's portion of the hearing, which was after Blasey Ford's, had an entirely different tone. Kavanaugh's opening remarks went on twice as long as his accuser's, and he opened by literally yelling into the microphone defiantly, using Donald Trump's manner and strategy of aggressively blaming Democrats for orchestrating a conspiracy against him.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, and millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. The consequences will be with us for decades. This grotesque and coordinated character assassination will dissuade competent and good people of all political persuasions from serving our country. And as we all know, in the United States political system of the early 2000s, what goes around comes around. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never.
That was from the early part of Judge Kavanaugh's opening remarks on Thursday, the part where he spoke in a loud, raised voice with startling defiance. He then switched to crying repeatedly during the rest of his remarks.
In ninth grade in 1980, I started keeping calendars of my own. For me also, it's both a calendar and a diary. I've kept such calendars, diaries for the last 38 years.
That was Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh breaking down emotionally during his Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday. The New York Times, in an editorial later in the day, pointed out that Kavanaugh's testimony was, quote, evidence of an unsettling temperament in a man trying to persuade the nation of his judicial demeanor. Although Republican senators refused to question Dr. Blasey Ford, they didn't hold back in their unequivocal support of Kavanaugh when it was his turn to testify. Perhaps the most belligerent response came from Senator Lindsey Graham.
You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham.
That was Senator Lindsey Graham accusing Democrats of violating ethical standards, destroying Kavanaugh's life, and making a power play. He made no mention of the GOP's double standard in stymieing President Obama's right to nominate a justice to the court, or the GOP's ramming through Kavanaugh's confirmation without releasing all documents. Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee also had a chance to question Kavanaugh. Senator Mazie Hirono, perhaps startled by Kavanaugh's lack of emotional maturity, asked him a pointed question about the qualities most important in a Supreme Court justice.
Credibility, character, and candor are those specific traits that would be of interest to us as we consider putting you for life on the highest court in the country. Credibility, character, and candor.
Of course, and as part of my whole life.
Is temperament also an important trait for us to consider?
For 12 years, everyone who's appeared before me on the D.C. Circuit has praised my judicial temperament. That's why I have the unanimous, well-qualified rating from the American Bar Association and all the people who have appeared
so
before you.
You would agree that temperament is also an important factor for...
Yes, and like...
That was Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono questioning Judge Kavanaugh. Senator Kamala Harris also grilled Kavanaugh, pressing a point that her colleagues repeatedly made about requesting an FBI investigation that could establish the facts of the accusation he faces.
Are you willing to ask the White House to conduct an investigation by the FBI to get to whatever you believe is the bottom of the allegations that have been levied against you?
The FBI would gather witness statements. You have
I don't want to debate with you how they do their business. I'm just asking, are you willing to ask the White House to conduct such an investigation? Because as you are aware, the FBI did conduct a background investigation into you before we were aware of these most recent allegations. So are you willing to ask the White House to do that and say yes or no, and then we can move on?
I've had six background investigations over 26 years.
Sir, as it relates to the recent allegations, are you willing to have them do it?
The witness testimony is before you. No witness who was there supports that I was there.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a no and we can move on.
That was Senator Kamala Harris questioning Kavanaugh on Thursday. Senators asked Kavanaugh multiple times about his drinking habits in high school, and his answers mostly revolved around how much he liked drinking beer.
Yes, we drank beer. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer. We drank beer. We drank beer. Sometimes probably had too many beers. We drank beer. We liked beer. We drank beer. In any event, we drank beer and still do. So whatever. Yeah.
That was Brett Kavanaugh throughout his Senate testimony hearing on Thursday, expressing repeatedly just how much he liked to drink beer. President Trump spun the entire hearing as a success for his party and tweeted on Thursday afternoon that, quote, Judge Kavanaugh showed America exactly why I nominated him. His testimony was powerful, honest, and riveting. Democrats' search and destroy strategy is disgraceful, and this process has been a total sham, and an effort to delay, obstruct, and resist, the Senate must vote. The Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote to nominate Kavanaugh 11-10 along partisan lines early on Friday morning, and then the Senate as a whole will start taking procedural votes as soon as Saturday, with a formal vote on Tuesday. Outside the Senate committee hearing on Thursday, hundreds of protesters gathered to show their support for Blasey Ford and demand Kavanaugh not be confirmed. And those are the sounds of protesters gathered outside the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday. And that does it for our headlines today.